This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Months, even years of detailed planning can go into a wedding. The flowers, the cake, the photography, music, food, the dress. Now imagine you have to do everything twice. That is often the reality in Iran, where weddings are gender segregated, meaning aside from the actual ceremony, wedding celebrations are single sex, one party for men, one for women, going on simultaneously. While dual parties may seem like a hassle to outsiders, the demand for a cadre of professional women is boosting their value in the workforce. Tacita Vero is a freelance journalist who wrote about attending a gender-segregated wedding in Iran for Roads and Kingdoms. Tacita, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I'm curious. You're not Iranian. So how did you find yourself attending an Iranian wedding?
Right. So I decided that I wanted to travel to Iran, one of the destinations that really fascinated me, but I had not had the opportunity of visiting yet. And Iran has got this really strong sense of welcoming foreigners, but also have got this really strong impulse towards hospitality. So I was aware of this, and while I was planning my trip to Iran, I look for hospitality opportunities in Tehran. And Somaye, who became a friend of mine since, basically put her hand up online and said, yes, please come and stay at my house. I want to show you what living in Iran looks like. And that's how we became friends. I arrived at her house in my first day in Tehran, and then we started to get to know each other. And it came up that she's a wedding photographer. And a few weeks later into my trip, she thought that I had to witness what a wedding in Iran looked like. And she made sure that I could follow her as an assistant photographer for one such an occasion.
What's one more, it seemed like. But this woman, Somaye Pakar, fascinating woman, interesting history, and I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. But she goes and photographs the female parties for weddings. So explain how this happens. Everyone is together for the ceremony, and then they just split for their respective parties?
Effectively, that's the case. So she takes charge of the photography in studio before the wedding, and they often have an in-studio photo shoot and an in-location photo shoot. After that, the whole family gets together for what is a rather brief celebration. It only lasts about half an hour, and this is when all the women wear hijabs and mantos, which is that loose coat that covers your shoulders, your arms, and reaches your knees. And after that brief 30 minutes, the party splits entirely. So women verge towards one of the rooms and men go to a room on an entirely different floor. So there is no opportunity for the two of them really to mingle. And the only one who move across the celebrations are the children. So, yeah, basically it becomes that the women party by themselves and so do the men. And in comparison with that brief half an hour celebration, the wedding party lasts hours. So we are talking about sitting down, having a little sweet bite to eat, something to drink, hours of dancing, which everybody takes part into and is really celebrated and loved. And after that, there is a long meal. And it's only after that that family members, husbands and wives, fathers and daughters will see each other again when they are getting back to the car and getting ready to go home, or for the very much closer family members, we go to the after party at the couple's new home. Since you've got these two separate parties and photography is important for them the same way it is for us, and if it is a, if there is a women-only celebration, only a woman will be able to go and take those photos and those videos.
Right. They can really let their hair down there. No men are watching. But men can never see these photographs, I would imagine.
I actually believe that the line there is pretty blurred. My time in Iran taught me that people do stick to what society and the religious laws imposed over there force them to do. But then in reality, when you speak to lots of them, male and female will say, well, the hijab, in our opinion, should not be an imposition and women should have the right to choose. And you have the impression that some of these photos and videos do trickle into the other gender realm, whether because they are posted on social media, whether because they are exchanged between family members on phone apps, the same way that we would exchange them. But that seems to be the reason why some of the women present in the wedding I attended were not that keen to be photographed or to appear in the video because they weren't sure where the video and photos would end up. Will men be able to see me not wearing the hijab? I'm not comfortable with that, so I don't want to be in the photos and I don't want to be in the videos. But I have to say that vast majority of people actually didn't really care. They were very open to be photographed. Many of them, pouted for the camera and there were hair kisses going on in front of the lens. And people were fine with that. In fact, one man, the groom, returned to the female wedding party for a very short moment. One was to have a very brief but sweet meal with the bride, and the other one was to have an opening dance. Some of the women put the hijab back on because there was a man present. Some loosely draped it over their head, but vast majority didn't really care.
Well, the woman that you were following, the wedding photographer, Somaye Pakkar, she has a sort of liberal arts background, not necessarily something that sounded like career focused, but came into this creative trade. How much are these women, the photographers, the others, the dressers, adding to the economy there in Iran?
Well, it's interesting to consider the fact that about 30% of women in Iran are in employment, and vast majority of them work in teaching, administrative, financial, or medical professions. You will definitely see them selling tickets for the subway, or alternatively, you will see them as receptionists in medical studios. But it's really difficult for young creatives to carve a living anywhere, particularly where you grow far away from the cultural buzz of the capital. So the opportunity of working as a wedding photographer is definitely a cherished one for someone like Somaye, who has a fine arts background in a southern state university. And so she didn't really know where to take her career from that onwards. She still paints and she's planning a solo exhibition coming soon, but obviously getting employment to live in the capital was very important for her, and it is very important for all of the wedding photographers I've met through her.
So you did see these women in their mini skirts without their hijabs, their high heels, their finery. What do you think that allowed you to see that, a foreigner traveling or a Westerner traveling in Iran might not recognize about women there?
That's definitely something I did not expect to see to the extent I did see, and also something that as a traveler, you don't really expect even could be possible. These women were wearing really impressive evening dresses, sequins, see-through lace, miniskirt, plunge necklines, really complicated hairdos, beautifully manicured nail, makeup, fake tan, big heels. They had everything that you could ever expect money can buy. And they were really happy to be able to showcase it in front of other women. So it's a very privileged view into what Iranian society can be like once you give them the opportunity to show it to you. So that also gave me the opportunity to appraise the differences existing between wedding photography in the West and wedding photography over there. The women that were attending the party were really there as workhorses, very utilitarian clothes, really more in the spirit of a film crew who is shooting a very important scene. Everybody's running around, they are not wearing fancy clothes. The fancy clothes are for those who are invited to the wedding, and that's about that. It is an experience of what Iran can really be like in terms of what the women experience is, something that you will never experience on the road or in a family home, but you get to see at a wedding.
Tasita Vero, she's a freelance journalist who wrote about Iran's segregated wedding economy for Roads and Kingdoms and Slate's Global Dispatch series. Tasita, thank you so much for sharing that story.
You're very welcome.
There's a link to read her article, The Bride Side, with photographs of some of the new female creatives at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.